This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a brand new guest. I'm excited to have him on here. We're talking about Cordova Minerals Corp. Well, they trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol CDBMF, and they also trade on the TSX.V under the ticker symbol CDV. And with us is the CEO and president of the company, Mario Stefano. Mario, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Everett, for having me.
You know, give my listeners a little bit about statement about Cordova Minerals and what you guys do.
Well, Everett, right now I'm sitting in Santa Monica with one of the founders of one of our key assets at Alacran, Craig Watson. And Cordova basically has what we think is one of the best exploration projects in Colombia, if not all Latin America. We think what we have is just a big tip of the iceberg, and we believe, you know, what we're exploring at Alacran will result in Alacran being a lot bigger, but there's a lot more deposits we think to be found in our district. From a shareholder perspective, really what you're really betting on here with Cordova is that we're going to continue to find multiple deposits and what we think will be tier one deposits. So you have a great backbone from an investment perspective with Alacran, and you get all the upside now as we continue to explore outside of Alacran.
Tell me about your discovery in Colombia, and how did you guys acquire that property?
Well, we saw a lot of potential in this northern part of Colombia, and we started picking up ground in 2011. And when we recognized there was nobody else in this region other than ourselves, we very quietly locked up 200,000 hectares of ground. And we started exploring this in 2013. And the one piece of ground that we didn't have, which was the Alacran project, we were able to pick that up in 2015. And now, as a result of that, we basically control all of northern Colombia for what we think is prospective for gold, copper, gold, or copper. And no other mining company can come into this district. It's just Cordova, which is fantastic from an investment perspective. You're not going to have to worry about us trying to spend the next 5-10 years acquiring other ground. We own it all already.
You know, what makes your copper and gold project special and different from other projects?
Well, when you look in Latin America, most of the deposits are in the mountains, and they're very low grade, a lot of these projects. Ours is at sea level. It's about 100 meters above sea level. In fact, some parts are close to that. Right at sea level. And the other part is our Alacran project, as a great example, is higher grade. It's around 0.95% copper equivalent, or if you think in gold, it's about 1.4 grams gold equivalent, and it starts right from surface. So this is what you're looking for when you're looking for open pit deposits. In addition to that, we have operating mines nearby, so we have all the infrastructure you'd want for an open pit deposit. And from an investment perspective, again, when you're looking to build these big deposits in Peru or Chile, you know, 60% of your CapEx could be infrastructure related. You don't have to worry about that here because all the infrastructure is in place.
You know, have you guys done a feasibility study, and what are your exploration plans?
No, we're not yet at the feasibility stage yet. We came out with a resource earlier this year. It's about 54 million tons of 0.7% copper and 0.37 grams gold, or if you think an equivalent, it's about 1.1 billion pounds of copper or just under 2.5 million ounces of gold. From an exploration perspective, our goal now is to increase that resource, and we've drilled another 45 holes approximately since we came out with that resource, so we're pretty confident that resource is going to continue to grow in size. In addition to that, now we're going to start drilling at depth at Alacran, and we're going to start drilling some of our additional targets in and around the Alacran area. So we see real potential here for Cordova to get a lot bigger than it is. And the consolidation that we're doing now with HPX, where we're reconsolidating the asset, we're positioning ourselves in our mind, and from the investment perspective, where we can get to a $1 billion company, so we can start attracting the big institutions that really get Cordova moving to the next level of development.
My guest today is Mario Stefano. He is the president and CEO of Cordova Minerals Corp. Well, they trade on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol CDB. They also trade here in the United States on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol CDBMF. I was doing some research on your company, and I wanted to know a little bit about your partner, High Power Exploration. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yes. So high power exploration is headed by the world's most renowned mining entrepreneur, Robert Freeland. Robert is known for finding some of the world's biggest deposits all over the world, from Mongolia to Canada to Africa. And he's found multiple world-class assets. And he came into our project because he saw the potential here for world-class assets. And as a result of that, he's now invested $30 million directly into this Alacran and San Mateus district. So we think, as a result of that, we've got probably the best partner you could ever ask for when it comes to mining and exploration in our industry.
What do you think the potential development is in the Alacran deposit?
So Alacran in particular, you know, I see potential for Alacran to get to at least 100 million tons, which would be around 5 million ounces of gold or around, you know, 2.2, 2.3 billion pounds of copper. We see real potential for that to grow even bigger if we have success at depth, and particularly finding the porphyry that fed Alacran, because this thing would have formed off a very large porphyry. I mean, you look at Colombia. Colombia has been actually one of the biggest gold producers in the world historically. But there hasn't really been any real big gold discoveries yet, because people looked in the mountains for high-grade vein systems. And we think all the gold and copper has been coming off of porphyries. And we think this northern part of Colombia is where you're going to find them. So we see our district getting a lot bigger than just Alacran. But as I said, Alacran on its own is a pretty special project. And we're pretty lucky to have been able to acquire that asset.
Can you tell me a little bit more about Robert Freeland and about his investment?
So Robert is a mining entrepreneur. He's a billionaire, as many know. He's actually closely associated with Steve Jobs during the when Steve was in university, I believe. But Robert's got tremendous foresight in looking for deposits. He's got the sixth sense that he's able to identify, you know, regions and areas where there's real potential for world-class assets. But in addition to that, he's got the fortitude to continue drilling these things, and he's relentless. If he believes it's there, he'll continue to spend money until he finds it there, or you know, convinces himself that it's no longer there. There's no other mining entrepreneur that's been able to do this time after time after time like Robert has. That's why he's considered one of the best in our industry.
My guest today is Mario Stefano. He is the president and CEO of Cordoba Minerals Corp. They trade on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol CDB. They also trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol CDBMF. In closing, is there anything, Mario, that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
Look, from an investor perspective, I think you want to look for exploration companies that have the assets in the ground, because this is a real estate driven industry in many respects. You got to pick up the best real estate, which we think we have, but you got to have the team that's able to find the deposits and really go after and identify what are potentially world-class assets. We think we've got the best exploration team. In addition to that, we have some special technology that really helps us go after this. You know, Robert Freeland has been able to develop what he calls Typhoon. It's a proprietary deep IP that allows you to look up to 2 kilometers below surface. And as a result of that, we think we have a leg up over many other exploration companies to really go after what we think is a world-class district. So from an investor perspective, you know, you got to check quite a few key boxes. And ours, I think we took them all. We got a great management team, great board, great investor in Robert Freeland, great real estate, great location, and great technology to go after this.
Well, that's what Uptick Newswire does. We find undiscovered companies like yourself and bring them out to the forefront to our listeners. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you guys will come back on the show in about 50 days and give us an update and some reports.
Oh, I'd love to.
I really do appreciate that. Thanks again, Mario, for coming on the show.
And thank you again, and thanks from Santa Monica.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.